I'm here with Sussex Cricket Club's Tamal Mills. Tamal, how's your time at Sussex been so far?
Yeah, brilliant, thank you. Obviously, I moved down here in November from Essex, kind of got myself straight down here, so I didn't have to worry about anything like that. One of my good friends is from down here, so we got a flat together in Preston Park, which is nice part of Brighton. And yeah, enjoying it so far. Just keen to crack on now. Got settled in with all the lads and stuff, and feel at home here now. So it's ready to start.
And what was it that influenced your decision to come down here to Sussex for this season?
A couple of things. So I knew Robbo going into he was my coach on the England Lions tour previous winter before signing. So I wasn't kind of going into it blind from that point of view. Obviously, a successful club in the Championship, playing Division One cricket, and been established in that for a long time. And I think from speaking to Robbo and to Joycey, there's a clear role that I could fulfil in this team, and hopefully I'll do that.
And how's that pre-season been for you? How have you found that experience, and also just starting to gel with the team and everyone?
Yeah, it's been very good. I've had my quietest winter today. I've usually been involved in some kind of trip or tour to somewhere, so this was different, just to move down here, get settled in, spend some time just in the gym and chilling out, and get the body kind of rested and fit and strong again. And I feel refreshed, and we've had a good couple of trips. The bowlers went to Spain in February, we made the squad trip to Abu Dhabi. They all went really well, so I'm just keen to crack on now.
Obviously, first game, Hampshire coming up. They've just come up from County 2, so they're obviously going to try and look on to use that confidence in that first game to push on at this level.
Yeah, I've played against them for Essex for the last couple of years, so I've got a bit of experience playing against them. And hopefully, if selected for that game on Sunday, hopefully we can get off to a great start as well.
So what sort of the expectations for that game? I know, say, obviously you've played against them. They've obviously been quite a lot stronger in the one-day forms of the game, which is obviously they dropped down to County 2 a few years ago, but what can you really expect from them back in the County Championship, do you think?
Yeah, they're a good side. They've got some very good players, as you said, particularly they've got some very good one-day players, but the likes of James Vince, Jimmy Adams, Michael Carberry, they've got a very good team, and they're back in Division 1 where they probably think they should belong. But we're going into it thinking we can win 100%. The boys have been playing Div 1 cricket for a long time now. Obviously, I haven't played any myself, but I'm confident if selected, we'll do the job.
Yes, is that a step up you're looking forward to taking and think you're ready for?
Yeah, definitely. I think it might suit me a bit more. The pitches probably be a bit flatter and hopefully a bit quicker than they are in Div 2. They probably suit the kind of the slower swing and seam bowlers. So hopefully I'll make that kind of transition seamlessly.
And what are your sort of personal goals looking into the season? You've had a lot of problems with injury, so is it really a case of getting game time and consistent play for you?
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to put too much pressure on myself in terms of Championship cricket. Just want to get through, the best part of the season, unscathed. I think I'll be managed well. Hopefully, from speaking to the coaches, I'll be managed well, so I won't be flogged. I'll be kind of my games will be chosen kind of selectively. And but in one day cricket, I want to come here and help the team win games. I think that's where I'm probably strongest at the moment. So I feel I can make a definite impact in 2020 in 50 over cricket, and hopefully make a big difference.